We are back with John's back with John's backup camera, kind of like a backup account, but
also like, the most first world thing on earth is that my backup camera is a Sony A7 R5. That's a little bit,
it's weird.
That's actually a little bit offensive.
Your backup camera is actually a better camera, not for this application, but a better camera than your primary camera. For what you're using it for, we're not going to talk about it. Anyway, we're not going to get back into that because it's just going to go around in a big circle. Where do we leave off?
Okay, I was giving you a compliment.
You were, yes.
I was.
Let's start with that.
Which
I
is,
like compliments.
I mean,
they're
friends,
rare.
If you want to know why Amir is picking back up where we left off, it's literally because he's so... you know, excited to get a compliment.
Yeah.
I need to find, hold on. I need to do this before we do, before we go any further.
The compliments on hold.
Screen. Well, we're still getting the setup right. I need a white, there you go. I need to add some light to my
You did setup. Just open up a browser window to a white page?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. That is exactly what I did.
Okay.
Right. It's working. It's good.
Yeah, there you go.
So we were talking about this idea that you were going to, you know, stop buying new stuff. And I was sharing that I think there's some things we're still just both going to buy. But what you actually, and you and I are equally guilty here of this thing.
Yeah.
We are suckers for, we follow like 9 to 5 toys and Wire Cutter and like, and so we, you know, we buy a case for our new computer. And then we buy the other case because it just came out and it was covered by everyone. And then Marquez does a video about a different case and we buy the third case. And that's actually our biggest problem is
Did he do a video about a third case?
It's not that we buy these, you know, cool cameras.
Yeah.
It's that you also have 5 action cameras that you do not need
as
accessories to the camera was a fine purchase.
We are suckers of FOMO.
Oh, yeah. 100%. And so I did the same thing you did. I think, well, I don't know if you lived up to it, but you told me you were going to do it. So I did it too.
I
deleted them all off my RSS feed.
Oh, yeah. So, I did. I actually stopped using an RSS app altogether.
I didn't stop that. I like RSS too much, but I did delete them.
Yeah, I love RSS. But what I actually did was I actually just switched to just a news app and just kind of following them as publications.
Sure.
And the beauty of that is that they get so lost in actual news, like news that matters, that other than like if I know like there's an event or a product release that I'm really geared after and I'll go seek it out, it's a more of a matter of like I see the important stuff and I don't see all the little stuff, and that has helped me quite a bit.
Sure. Totally.
Yeah. That's
been at least better for me, and obviously just this season also curbs some spending and some of the other things, but like honestly not seeing every new Polar Pro filter is so helpful, because I mean it's not just FOMO. Like I am such a sucker for a good marketing campaign. Like I love Tyler Stallman, right? And I don't know if you saw his like vertical grip that's out now, but he worked with Condor Blue, which is a company I really like. They make like super cool, colorful, like here's one of their HDMI cables, right? It's like purple and awesome and blah, 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 right? And they made a vertical grip for people that shoot vertical with a smartphone. And this one's got like a built-in spot to put a hard drive so you can record off onto a drive now. And like,
nice.
Dude, it's super cool, except 0% chance I would use it.
Correct.
And I think not seeing those things has actually been really helpful. So like, didn't see it. It isn't a thing I have to worry about.
Yeah. You were saying that I had a thought, and I think we can both probably fall in this category. Our Amazon and UPS guys probably hate the heck out of us.
Yeah. I don't think they get paid commission.
Almost one of those things of like, they're probably surprised if they don't deliver to our house in a given
day. Well, I'm actually worried that they think we're dead. They're like, oh my God, is Amir okay?
Yeah, we where we live now, we have package concierge. So there's like these automated lockers. And so all the packages will go into a locker. You get a text message. You go to this room. You put in a code. Locker pops open. You grab your package. Unless it's really big. And it was yesterday or two days ago. No, yesterday. One of those two. We went, Jill and I went to the lockers and I put in the code and four doors opened at the same time. It was like pop, 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 pop. And it was just like,
oh God.
Oh hell. Oh hell.
Oh heck. Okay.
Is that a bad word too, what I said? H-E double hockey sticks.
That's what I used
to hear. Uncle Joey used to say that. H-E double hockey sticks.
Cut it out. So, okay, we're going to have a lot more episodes, and we are going to really get back to weekly. And I do think one of the best things about doing these weeklies is that we're going to be a mix of some premises. So I want to talk about a couple things that are on the horizon. Is that okay?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, we talked about doing best first favorite. And
we
got to do that episode. Like, I want to talk about it. That's a Merlin Mann game from a podcast called Reconcilable Differences. Okay. And, you know, you pick a topic like Marvel, and what's your best Marvel movie? What's the best Marvel movie? What's the first one someone should watch, and what's your favorite? And me and Amir are going to cover a couple things like books.
Amir and I,
yeah. Thank you. glad to have that back in my life. So that's like on the horizon, right? And I definitely do want to hit some of those goals. I do need to start some form of a diet. So I always think that that's a great episode we can talk about. But I also need to update you on one of the new pieces of technology in my home has caused me to watch two movies in the last 3 weeks. I told you about one because I've seen it before. Ready Player One. I just had to.
Yep.
Right?
Great movie.
But 2 nights ago, I finished Oppenheimer, Amir.
Ooh.
Ooh. I can't wait to talk about it.
So question on Oppenheimer real quick, because I saw it in IMAX. Love the heck out of that movie. Amazing.
So did I.
IMAX. But my question for you is, did you watch the version streaming on Peacock or did you purchase it and watch it?
Purchase.
Okay. And the only reason I was asking is because I don't think the Peacock streaming version is the full cinematic experience. Not that purchasing it is IMAX, but it's potentially as close as you can get. Dolby Vision, I think. Dolby Vision, Dolby Atmos.
It's not IMAX, but I saw it in Dolby Vision with Dolby Atmos on a roughly 200-inch screen in a cinema.
I know how you watched it.
And I love Christopher Nolan, right? So
yeah, fantastic director.
But just... what a great collection of, I was going to say actors and actresses, but candidly, actually women get really screwed in that movie and get almost no parts. It's just kind of a story of a bunch of dudes. But you know, great assortment. I did not know who was in it. I had avoided all of it. I had no idea where that was going.
Oh, that was your first time seeing it.
And I had no spoilers. I knew nothing. Other than the obvious spoiler of I know Robert Oppenheimer because, you know, like the Manhattan Project is a thing you don't know, right? I loved it, dude. What a great watch. That was super fun.
Well, I am going to spoil something about that movie real quick. And if anybody's listening to this who has not seen it, I'm sorry. I thought that all the acting in that movie is fantastic.
Agreed.
And I guess without spoiling it, I will say... there were some actors in that movie who I would not have expected to play the role they played. Like, their character really transformed throughout the movie, and I thought that was really cool. I'll kind of leave it at that. It's very vague, but...
yeah. I mean, this is the advantage of having Christopher Nolan as a director, is you can have, you know, Rami Malek show up and play two scenes in a movie where he's not doing that for anyone else, right?
No big deal. He's just an Oscar award winning actor. No big deal.
Yeah, totally. yeah, but I thought it was brilliant. Super fun. I've got a couple of movies. I'm going to watch Barbie this week. I've got a couple of movies ready.
Yeah. Barbie's really good.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. I've told I would adore it. It's right up my alley of feminist
ethos.
I
was very, very surprised by it because I had heard about the feminist undertones, and I love them, by the way. Like, I'm fully supportive of them. But when you watch the trailers for the movie,
sure,
it makes it seem like it's a very different movie. And so I was actually very surprised that Greta didn't get any Oscar nods.
Yeah. I heard that.
It was kind of a sham, but you know, unfortunately, such is life, not to downplay it.
It's just, no, totally.
It's the reality of the world we live in.
But it's bringing movies back in my life. So that's an update. We already did a quick update on tech.
We did.
Which is nice. We know where we are in that.
Yeah. Any trips coming up?
No. I'm quiet for a minute. So I've got a little bit of time away for spring break for the kiddos. And just finished a couple real long weeks. So took an extra 2 days off this particular week I'm going into to recover a little bit. I was really sick last week while working a lot. So sorry for the voice. That's part of it. But I'm going to recover a little bit and get some things around the house done. I've got a long list of things to do, taxes and all that stuff. So no trips on the super easy taxes side. Yeah. Get those done.
Well, I'll share. I'd like to share some California realizations with you.
I'm ready.
As a new Californian to a former Californian, and I think you commented about this.
How's your drive?
Yeah. And my response was distance or time? Because, so I've learned a few things. Let's start with traffic. Mondays and Fridays, traffic is pretty good. No big deal. Yeah. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, traffic kind of sucks.
Kind of. You're going with kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Well, so I think Northern California traffic is a little bit different than SoCal traffic. However, I'll give you an example. So I live about 25 miles from work each way, and it takes me about 50 minutes each way. It's not horrible. What I've realized is that California drivers are not great. And if you are listening to this, and you live in California, let me finish. Let me explain. Not all of them, but let me explain. If you live in California and you're listening to this, first of all, I apologize if this is you, but also if what I'm about to describe is you, then just understand that you need to do a better job. Here's the thing. When there's traffic, nobody drives fast. Fair. That's how traffic works, right? People drive slow in traffic.
Correct.
And there's a lot of traffic. So what happens is,
ergo,
when there's not traffic,
correct,
people still don't drive fast. I can't tell you how many times I've been on the freeway with no traffic and the speed limit's 65 and people are barely driving 60. Barely. And there's nobody in front of them. They're just barely driving 60. And then you have the other side of the coin, which is like people are like, oh, heck, no traffic. I'm going to punch it. And there's really not any in between. So I think traffic in California would be so much better if people would just drive speed limit. And the other big challenge is, like, when you're in bumper-to-bumper traffic, pay attention. You don't need 7 car lengths between your car and the car in front of you, because that just slows everybody else down. Just drive with the flow. Everything would be easier.
And this has been Old Man Get Off My Lawn by Amir Berzin.
Yes, 100%. That's the first observation.
Okay.
Second observation. I know why so many people out here have Teslas and why Tesla charging stations are always full. Because electricity is so ridiculously expensive.
It's absurd.
When I was signing up for electricity, I was on the phone with Jill. And like, they have different plans. They have the peak, off-peak, and all these other plans. And I'm like looking at the rates, the cents per kilowatt hour. And I'm talking to Jill. I'm like, okay, how much electricity did we use last month? And the month before, and we're looking at a few months. And it's like, yeah, peak hours last month, we used like 29. Like, that's nothing. Great. Off peak, we used like 1,000 because I was charging my car at home. Okay, let's do the math. 42 cents a kilowatt hour off peak is $420. Plus the on peak, whereas in Arizona, electricity bill was like $130. Here it'd be $500, which just goes to tell me that the reason why so many people have Teslas was because gas is expensive, and use Tesla charging stations is because charging at home is expensive.
Yeah.
So really, the only way you win in California with electricity is if you have solar, in which case then you can essentially offset the cost of charging.
Right.
But I'm sure solar costs a lot of money to get out here too. So. That's my second thing. Now, those have been negatives. The positives.
Wait, you haven't paid taxes yet, right?
So far, okay. Those are the negatives.
Okay, cool. There's one more coming for you, buddy. One more negative on the way.
Super duper. The positives. It is beautiful out here.
It's gorgeous.
Northern California is just amazing. So where I work and where I live, I'm separated by like a mountain range in the middle. I would call them hills. I used to call them hills. And then Jill and I were driving through them. And she's like, these are not hills. These are mountains. But like they're green. Like fully grass green and trees and cows everywhere.
Yeah.
So I think of them as hills when they're really mountains. And there's a few different routes I can go to and from. There's actually four different routes. And two of them are not major freeways and they go through the mountains. And
sure.
I've taken both of them at different times because that's just what my car told me to do. And it is just breathtakingly beautiful. Yesterday, Jill had never kind of really been around. We've been to San Francisco, but not really around. So we took the whole day. We drove around the entire peninsula. We drove down through, we didn't go through San Jose. Went across the bridge, went into Palo Alto, drove up the peninsula, over the Golden Gate, into like the North Bay, had lunch in Sausalito, and then drove around over the Bay Bridge, back down through Oakland, kind of took the east route through like Walnut Creek and Berkeley, yep. And back down to home. And it's just gorgeous, man. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
From that aspect, I absolutely love it out here. We've gone to two different farmers markets. So we have this goal of going to farmers markets every week.
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
Try to get our produce and stuff from there. And they're just great. You know, the weather is beautiful. I mean, today was nice and warm. It was like 70, I think. 67 was the high. Sorry, I was looking at my watch to see what the temperature was now. And, I mean, like, so far, a couple negatives. I guess soon to be three. But I would say a lot of positives. The work, you know, people seem to be really nice. It's just a different lifestyle. I think if you have a connotation of California, I think the thing that I'm kind of learning over time is that it's really important to also understand that California can be viewed as different things by different people. Some people have the view of California as LA, as SoCal, as this is what California is like. Super trafficy, super smoggy, super congested, like Southern California kind of vibes.
Yeah.
Some people have the view of California as Northern California, which is less trafficy, not congested, no smog, super green. Mm-hmm. Some people just view California from a political perspective, mm-hmm. right? And it's just, that's how they look at it. It is everything and nothing all at once. It's all of those and none of those all at once, just depending on how you look at it. And I would say, like, I don't know. I can see why people who love California so far for me, a couple weeks in. I can see that. Also, fun fact, I have driven through the state of Texas, unfortunately, many times, more than I would like to, from point one, from exit one to exit, you know, last. And when you're doing that drive through across I-10, you get into El Paso at exit 0, and you get out into Louisiana, and you're at exit 889, mm-hmm. I think is the last exit, right? You realize that you just drove almost 900 miles through the middle of one state. California has almost the same exact amount of miles as Texas is wide as in shoreline.
Okay.
So California, top to bottom, shoreline is the same as Texas is wide. Yeah. Driving through. Kind of crazy to think about that because Texas seems like a massive state, and it is. California is longer, not bigger. It's just longer. But yeah, it's just kind of nuts.
Well,
I'm liking it.
I lived, I think of the four places I lived in my life, California is the second least, right? Because I lived in Arizona for 18 years, 2 years in Washington, 12 years in Illinois, and about 7 in California. But when people ask where I'm from, it's California. Like, that's that's who I am, right? Like that place. And while the Southern California, Northern California, they are different, right? And there's a lot of times I go there and I don't want to live there. Like I'm on the freeway, someone's slamming by at 1,000 miles an hour. You're seeing traffic at 3 a.m. Like all those reasons, right? Where you're like, oh, it's not worth it. Like that's not worth it. But yeah, you go near the ocean and immediately, I don't mean like go to the beach. I just mean like drive near it where you have that feel and you're like, oh yeah, there's something about being on the coast that's like really magical, right? It's got that, it's just a feeling to it that's really different. I love it there. I told you this obviously before you left, I'm like really hoping you love it there. There'll be parts you hate. I mean, it just is. And like,
I'm sure. But I think that's true with everything. Oh,
of course.
Right?
The only thing I used to tell people is like, you ever watch The OC? Like everyone would live in California if that were their life. Like if you got to be in Orange County and not have a job and not have to sit in traffic, of course everyone would live there if you were a millionaire. The unfortunate thing is for most people, they're driving 2 hours to get to their work. Right. And like, that's not the reality of the life they're living. But I do love it. It is funny though. I had some friends in from Texas and Louisiana actually this week, and they were fascinated by how pretty Arizona was, and like it's super pretty too, right? Like it's pretty in a very different way, right?
Sure,
desert, mountains, and like
absolutely.
But they thought it was a really flat place. They were surprised to know that it's not flat. And so I think that's the cool thing is that anytime you come visit me or I can visit you, we're both going to be enamored by like the landscape of those two things. And I'm really glad you're looking at it. I did download my APS, but I was curious, like so how many kilowatt hours do you use a month?
Well, so in Arizona,
total December, kilowatt. Just give me the total. I don't want to do the off peak, on peak nonsense.
Like 1,000.
Oh, okay. I use double.
Maybe. Well, you have 2 cars.
Yeah.
And you charge them. And you have a much bigger house. I have
solar, though.
But you also have... But you have a much
That's
bigger
crazy,
house.
That's crazy, though. I was just curious of, like, wow, that would be really brutal.
I just thought it was funny that, like, it was 29 hours of peak. And so in Arizona, our peak was 3 to 6 p.m. It was 29 hours of peak and 1,000 hours of off.
Yeah, you're... Okay. My family's not good at that, right? Like, you're good at that.
Well, so here we have PG&E up here, which is Pacific Gas
and
Electric. Yeah. So cool thing, you would really appreciate this, although I think you have it too. We have a gas stove, which is nice. It's amazing how fast you cook on a gas stove. It's insane.
No. Now everyone will tell you you're getting cancer, so be careful.
Yeah, well, every time I light the stove and I'm cooking something, like the whole kitchen ends up smelling like gas
a little bit.
You know,
have you gotten the habit of turning the fan on?
No, are you supposed to do that?
Yeah. So did you catch this whole like, I mean, they blamed California, but the banning of gas stoves last year?
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to that.
So there's, well, it's not actually stupid. Like there is actually a reality to that, which is gas stoves, when you light them, you are basically pouring a pretty bad substance into your lungs. And for people like me who've only had gas stoves and use them every day, it is a pretty awful thing. So I've tried to get in the habit of like, you're supposed to turn on a fan and then you're supposed to light it and like kind of look away, like not intake that smell.
Well, I think our stove has a fan right in the middle of it too. It's like a little bit older stove, not like old,
sure.
But like it looks like a fan grates right behind the back burners. So maybe
we you need to do that. That's a good habit. That's a pro tip out there for y'all. Don't die.
Appreciate that. And to all you listening,
I mean, to be fair, you also should have never smoked, so, you know, whatever happened to your lungs is already done damage, but.
Hey, you know what? I've not smoked for long enough, or they have recovered.
That's not how it works.
They said 7 years. After 7 years, it goes back to being like.
I don't think that's true.
I'm just going to go with science.
That's not science. That's not science. He just lied.
So here, our electricity plan is peak hours is 4 to 9, which is basically, you know, all the times you would actually cook dinner or watch TV as a family.
Totally.
And it's
so you just seven, now you just now you just turn the gas down and turn the lights off.
Well, it's 7 days a week, so there's no break on the weekends.
Oh, brutal.
Right.
Oh man, that sucks.
So it's like, and I haven't got an electricity bill yet, right? So I'm like, I don't know what to expect. So we went and we got these, like, Costco sells these, like, USB rechargeable motion puck lights. We put those in our kitchen. We never use the kitchen lights. Like, everything. Like, fortunately or unfortunately, our
apartment to tell you doesn't this,
have. Yeah.
But the, like, 3 watt hours you're pulling from your kitchen lights is not going to be the thing that costs your bill.
I know it's not. But our apartment doesn't have ceiling lights or fans.
Sure.
And so a lot of the lights that we have are all my Hue lights. So they're all now in every hallway. We replaced all the bulbs, have my TV lights. So all those are low energy, right? Because they're all LED lights and low energy. So we basically use those. We have a Nest thermostat. And fortunately, knock on wood, the way we have it set, in the entire time we've lived here, it has never turned on. Other than when we accidentally or on purpose turned it on, like when we first moved in. Like, I was looking at the Nest report. It's like, no usage, no usage, no usage. I'm like, this is great. Keep going. That's the one thing I am grateful for, is that the weather here is like 40 to 80 is like the low and the high throughout the course of an entire year. So it never gets really hot. Yeah. Never gets really cold. Now, I'm coming from Arizona, so 80 to me is not going to seem hot right now. I feel like in 6 months or a year, it might seem hot because my blood's going to thicken back up and adapt. But
I don't think so. When I lived in Washington, well, you know my funny story about that, right? Did I ever tell you that story?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
So I was living in Washington. I moved there and had an apartment, right? And the first, I moved there going into the winter. And everyone told me, like, winters are tepid there. It's not really a big deal. And then it was the worst winter in, like, Washington history. I got snowed in. Couldn't leave my house for 3 days. It was crazy. So fast forward, you know. But the good news is at least there's no such thing as summer there, right? So what's really weird about Washington State is you don't get any temperature until July 5th, not July 4th. July 4th is cold and rainy. July 5th is gorgeous. And the lakes have all the sailboats out, right? It's really weird. Anyone from Washington knows exactly what I'm talking about right now. So that summer we had a crazy heat storm, right? Cause you know, climate change and you know, it's getting hot. I have an infant and I walk over and I, you know, turn the air on and like, it was not working, man. It was just getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And so I called the office and said, hey, I think something's going on. I put the thermostat down to like 68 and it's just not changing at all. Like it's real hot in here. And the lady's like, yeah, there's no air conditioner. And I was like, what do you mean? Because mind you, I have no experience living anywhere without an air conditioner. Exactly.
Yeah, of course.
And she's like, that's just a heater. You could put that whatever temperature you want. It's not going to do anything. Like, we don't have air conditioners. And I'm like, what do I do? And she's like,
go to
Target. And so I called a friend, Harlan, you know him. And he's like, yeah, you idiot. There's no air conditioners in this state. Which, by the way, now a lot of homes there do because obviously climate change has really impacted that. But
sure.
I think you'll get away with not honestly using it a ton. And because you're a person that's good with like a window open, like that'll be the big thing. And heating and cooling makes up about 50% of your bill. So I think that's where you can kind of get away with it there. But yeah, it's just funny differences, right?
It is. And I'll say, like, with our apartment, we're kind of lucky because we, our front door, like when you walk up to our front door, it's in a little courtyard.
Yeah.
That's got a couple other apartments next to us and there's 2 other floors above us. So there's no direct sun coming, hitting our front door.
Oh, good.
The back side of the apartment is our patio door that faces the pool. Now that faces north. And so the apartment then runs east and west, but there's other units on both sides. So we are kind of in the middle of no direct sunlight hitting our apartment.
Nice.
Direct sunlight where it hits is our garage. And that doesn't matter, right? So I think that's going to help us quite a bit too in the summertime with keeping it cool. But like we have our heat set to 66 on the thermostat and it's never kicked on.
Well, yeah.
It's never gotten that cold.
Right. Because it's probably pretty insulated too, right?
So yeah, even, I mean, the windows are not.
It's obviously
the windows like, are not, but the apartment. No,
but I mean, when you're on the bottom of a floor with things above you, it probably holds the heat
pretty well. So. All the heat rises. Like it, we're in the better part. Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So exciting stuff. I think this is a good place to kind of wrap up for this week. I mean, this is most likely going to be episode 2, but I want to go back to just kind of saying, I miss this and I am glad we're doing this again. I miss talking to you. Thank you to all you guys that listen to us and kind of nagged us and bugged us, especially Ryan.
And because Amir's not inclusive.
And your family.
The guys and the gals and the gender non-binary pals are all, we thank you all.
Yes. We thank everyone.
Bye, Ryan.
We love some feedback and we'll see y'all in the next episode.
Skinny fries.